I'm troubled. Troubled by how we got here, with the pandemic and things that have happened around the pandemic, the number of deaths, the things that have gone on, you know, politically and in the world just to kind of get us to this point. Look, you know, this is something that's happened. We've been talking about pandemics for 20 years in the science community, that they've been talking about the potential for one to come here. And we've been mostly lucky. A couple have kind of made their way around the world a little bit and then died off due to regular immunity, other things that have happened. But we're a wealthy industrialized nation with a good healthcare system. Yeah, it probably could be better, but a good one anyway. And yet, for some reason, we had the largest number of deaths and cases, and I think it's per capita, though I'm not entirely sure. I know that we had a very large number and we exceeded most other nations, and especially considering the size of this nation, it's surprising how poorly that's gone. So it's kind of a funny thing, and you could start up at the top with Donald Trump and the way he handled things and the way he got involved in this game. We knew there was pandemics coming, and yet he neutered some agencies that may have been in a good position to help. He slowed the information spread and tried to speak with that one voice mentality, hey, I'm going to do all the talking. So while typically the CDC would have been very involved, I mean, they're the Centers for Disease Control. And typically in these situations, they're dispatched and they're giving public information out there, and they're talking for the voice of the science community, the medical people, the people that understand what's happening. But in this case, he told them the White House is going to be everything. So you have to funnel all your information through the White House. So he neutered them for the most part, which is kind of a shame because they weren't providing any public information like they should have been or could have been. So it's kind of weird. So you could start there with the first problem. The second problem is many large companies, including some of the ones that I'm very intimately familiar with, went out there and they started planning for an economic downturn. The stock market has been riding high for a long time. The economy has been very good, but everybody knows the economy is cyclical. So all of these companies sat around and said, hey, we need to plan for an economic downturn for the time when we get something that goes poorly, that when it doesn't work the same way, because it will happen at some point. It's just a question of when. So companies last year started doing planning and started thinking about what will the financial picture look like when there is a downturn. So there was a lot of planning that went on. And so when this happened, this pandemic started and companies started having issues because they had to close shops and they had to do whatever, a lot of companies were in a good financial position to be prepared for it. It's not all of them, not perfect. Nobody could plan for a pandemic like this, but at least they were planning for something. So they were in a better position in that case. Now, let's think about it for a second. If they hadn't been in that position and hadn't been ready for it, and then the CEO goes out and makes a public statement that it's not his fault, who could have planned for this? Who could have known? And then would have started blaming anyone else, guess what would have happened to that CEO? That CEO would be gone the next day. There would be a vote of no confidence and he'd be fired. Or she, for that matter. That would be the end of it. But in this case, you've got the supposed president of the United States standing up there and going, well, this isn't my fault. Who could have seen this? And did no planning for it whatsoever and neutered any agencies that could have been planning for it. That's troubling. That's a big problem, right? You can't have that happen. And yet, everybody turns a blind eye to it and says, yeah, that's all right, that happens. Hey, how could he be prepared for this? Companies were, he wasn't. And then you dig deeper, and you start to see that some of the decisions he made, where he was making decisions to say, you know what, I'm not going to even worry about this. It's going to be everyone else's fault. I'm going to pass it down to the governors, let everybody do whatever, and I'm going to speak out of both sides of my mouth to cover everything so that way people don't believe it. Then he starts talking about injecting bleach. Come on. And people went, yeah, no, he wasn't serious. He's in a position where he's taken seriously. And then he stands up there and someone throws him a softball question from NBC. How do you calm a nation? And he goes, you're a terrible reporter. I'm sorry, what? That should have been a disqualifier right at that moment. That should have been it. That should have been the end for him. But no, people love him and they're going to continue to support him, which makes no sense. Because here we are, we're still not planning. We're still not thinking through this, what's happening here. So now you're reopening the economy and you're saying, yeah, the economy is the important thing and, you know, we don't care if people die, which is funny coming from the pro-life people who say, oh, every baby is important and every baby has to be born, yet as soon as they're born, we don't care about them. There's something really wrong with that. And people can argue about that and say, oh, no, that's not what they mean, but it's exactly what they're saying. So don't give me that. You know, it's kind of that stupidity that comes along with it. So when you look down the lineage of everything that's going on, and you start to see that, you know, he had an opportunity to stand there and go, let's do things right from the beginning. Right when it looked like it was coming here, and he was briefed on this back in, as far as we know, in January, and it might have been before that. And it was a real threat. That would have been the time to say, you know what, I'm going to deploy people to every airport around the country. I want to reassure a nation. I don't know how we're going to test for it, but temperature checks seem to be a good start, so I'm going to have people at every airport doing temperature checks. And as we grow and learn, maybe we'll find better ways to test for it. So he could have deployed people to the airports. And don't tell me that it's not possible to do that, because after 9/11, the National Guard was deployed to protect against the potential for terrorism. So you can certainly do it. So there was that. Then you had that silliness that Mike Pence and the governor of Florida and the two senators from Florida came down to standing at Port Everglades and telling us, we're going to protect the cruise industry. We want to make sure the cruise industry is viable. They didn't talk about protecting people. They talked about the industry and making sure that the industry survived, which was just dumb. And they said, we're going to have a plan in a couple of days. Now it's been 9 weeks. We never saw a plan. We never saw any action. Again, the easiest course of action would have been everybody that gets on a boat before they head out to sea gets a temperature check. When they come back, they also get a temperature check. And if there's a problem, then we quarantine them. We do something with them. We work with hotels in the area. We work with hospitals in the area to just make sure they're quarantined and these people are being taken care of in some way, so we slow the spread of this virus. It's an easy thing to do. These would have been easy things, but they chose not to do it because they just wanted to go about their business and say, whatever. You could have kept the economy open in those cases. If you have those things going on, the economy could have mostly stayed open and you would have been productive in doing some things. And guess what? We would have learned something along the way. Now we might have started to understand it a little more. Oh, look, these people didn't have a temperature, but they did show this other symptom, this other thing. Or maybe we would have built better testing. Yeah, the testing has gotten better on its own. We've figured out how to do better tests, but we didn't really think through how to test thoroughly, right? How to do this. And now we're down to 15 minutes on response time on a test, but we're still not deploying it because we can't make enough. Why? Because he isn't sitting there and saying, hey, we need to make this and we need to go after it. We had a run on surgical masks. We didn't have enough. This one company actually went to the president. I use president in quotes because I don't think of him that way, and said, we can make more masks. We just need the okay. And he said, no, we don't want to do that. Really? Really? You don't care? That's the problem here. So there were plenty of opportunities to slow the spread, to understand it. How about telling the nation, you know what? We're going to quarantine for a couple of weeks. And what we're going to do during that quarantine is we're going to look to you to come up with innovative solutions. Use that American exceptionalism. Come up with good ideas. We're going to set up these groups that are going to take your ideas and see if we can make them viable in some way. I'll bet you American ingenuity would have taken over. People would have come up with some clever and creative ways to attack this, to understand it, to track it, to use technology, to do something, rather than buying toilet paper. So instead, we just bought toilet paper and whatever other stupid things we bought because we didn't know what to do. We were given no direction. And this is where the problem is, right? This is the actual problem at this right there. Everything that's wrong with this, how he mishandled it. People can spin it and say whatever they want. He did nothing. Absolutely nothing. In fact, he did negative. He actually undermined any credible organizations that might have been able to do something positive. So therefore, he did something negative. And this is what's wrong with this whole situation. He failed us miserably. And if anybody thinks differently, you're wrong. You're just not looking at it the right way. Think about all the facts that are laid out in front of you, all the things he did, all the things he chose, and go, why did he make those decisions? They were in his own financial interests, to help his friends, to help his cronies. You listen to the Senate, and they're trying to go ahead with certain things that promote their agenda. They don't care about it, the people. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. When we got the first bailout check, right? The individuals got it. So you get your $2,000 check. I wrote to Rick Scott and I said, hey, you know, I was writing about something else, about how Trump was handling things. And he writes back to me with a form letter and says, hey, thanks for contacting me about the bailout check. That's great. I'm glad we could give it to you, but we're going to recover it from you because that's money that we loaned you and we're going to get it back through raising your taxes. That's your answer? Really? I mean, I know you don't read the mail. I get that. It's an automated engine that goes through and gets the mail, but that's the answer? Really? I'm sorry. I got problems with all of this. There's so many issues with this and so many things about the coronavirus that just aren't being handled right. I'm not saying we shouldn't have had the money or should have had the money. I don't know. But had we not gotten to the point of losing jobs, it might have been better. So now I sit there and I look around my community and I see that a lot of people have been laid off. And in communities nearby, there's a number of people who have no jobs, who have no income, who are taking from the food banks. It's so much that they're actually bringing tons of food every day, tons of food every day so people can eat. Go figure that. How did we get to this point? And the government, they don't care. This is the local government trying to help the people. The food bank's trying to help the people. This isn't our government trying to help. It's our government trying to say, yeah, everything's okay. There's no problem with the virus. We can reopen everything. It's fine. It'll be okay. Wait, there's going to be more. I'm sure of it. And there'll be another round too. We're just not prepared, and we're still not prepared. And it's just unbelievable to me. It's unfathomable in many ways. So that's it. I just wanted to talk about what was going on and my thoughts, just because I had to get them out there.